Sunny side up? Over easy? Poached? Jamie and Tracy don't do poached, but they do do fun talk. This is Sunday Brunch with Jamie West and Tracy Lynn on AM 900 CHML.
The show rolls on, and we're delighted to have you along. You can drop us a line with your feedback on the program, your ideas for segments, and just your general attitude. J West at WestProMedia.com or Tracy without an E at WestProMedia.com. And if you're so inclined, if you're a social individual, you can find us in the social places all over the World Wide Web.
Yes, they can like us on Facebook at CHML Sunday Brunch.
Whether they want to or not, it's time for the Just Ask Bob Show radio edition with Bobby Asadorian from Triple R Renovations and the Just Ask Bob Show on Cable 14. Bob, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Hello, Jamie and Tracy. How are you?
We're doing great. Today, we're going to talk about the Triple R of chimneys. We have to keep our chimney maintained, or else Santa Claus will not be able to get down that chimney at Christmas time. Seriously, we've got to pay attention to our chimney, and I bet a lot of us don't, Bobby, because we just don't look up, do we?
No one looks up. And guys, everybody asks me, why does the chimney continually and seemingly forever need maintenance and repair or rebuilding? Whereas the masonry, you know, the brick or stone walls of your home, they do not need nearly as much maintenance. If you look at it one way, think of the chimney as a sore thumb sticking out in the air way above the roof. It has no soffit, no overhang, no shade, no cover from the sun, from the wind, from the rain, from the freezing rain, from the snow. So, you know, they do need a lot of maintenance. If we can look at one way, let's start the list backwards of the three R's. Let's look at rid yourself of it. Now, as you know, new home construction, the chimney's been gone for about 10 or 20 years, not used, and a lot of it is because of the advantage of gas appliances, high efficiency in particular. Most modern furnaces now, boom, they vent right out the foundation sidewall. Same with the power vented hot water tanks. Same with pretty well all the modern fireplaces. They all vent directly out the foundation. So with these direct vent appliances, the chimney's not needed. You know, unless somebody's building a really special home out in the woods and they want a nice stone chimney for the look, you know, the nice look appeal of it.
Yeah, absolutely. But for those that do have chimneys still on their buildings, maybe they're not even in use, you should probably get rid of that thing, right?
Well, actually, I just looked at three of them in the last few weeks, and that's the first thing I discussed with the homeowner. Is it dormant? Is it a dud, or is it in use? Now, if the chimney's not in use, you're best off getting rid of it. Now, homeowners will always ask, but what's more affordable? In many cases, it's more affordable to possibly repair it, do some tuck pointing. That's the trade work of adding missing mortar to the joints, or possibly rebuilding the top few courses, or rebuilding the whole chimney. Now, there is more of an expense in getting rid of it because there's the weight. Not a lot of places in Hamilton take brick, block, stone, and concrete, so there's the cost of dumping it. Then there's the cost of rebuilding the roof, filling in a plywood, ice and water shield, weaving in the shingles. If it's done properly, you will never know there was a chimney there. Sometimes if it's an edge mount chimney, you've got to rebuild the soffit fascia or the eavesdrops. Now, that might cost more up front. However, you have no more maintenance. So if down the road there's no more maintenance, such as pointing, every couple of years or so, the mortar joints are going to decay because, again, it's a sore thumb sticking out up in the air. Second item is it always meets the intersection between the chimney and the roofing shingles. That needs caulking, re-caulking, the flashing may need to get changed. Then there's always the cap or the flue that break. So if you're not using of it, definitely rid yourself of it. You know, the other two cases in rebuilding it, most times I find in the older Hamilton homes, the concrete cap, that'll tend to crack and have some issues. Or there are some very old Hamilton homes where, for whatever reason, I think somebody's monkeyed around with it, but there is no concrete cap. So basically, the brick ends, and the bricklayer or whoever muddled with it, not really a professional at times, they slop some wet mortar on the top and they just sort of cream it around in a circle. That doesn't work. That cracks very quickly, so you have to have a cap. If the cap's missing or you've got to take off the cap, usually you're rebuilding two or three courses.
Bobby, is there any kind of a trend back toward wood-burning fireplaces? And the reason I ask that is because obviously if you're going to do a newer type of wood-burning fireplace, then you need a chimney, or you need to line perhaps the existing chimney with a chimney inside a chimney, basically, to get that out of there. I don't know. Is that the trend, or is it all about, gas inserts and as you mentioned, direct side vent type gas fireplace appliances.
Yes, the trend, which I don't always agree with, the trend is for gas.
Okay.
Now, I've talked to many people, you know, it's usually the smart ones, the ones that plan ahead for disasters, power failures, you know, when we get those ice storms in the wintertime, it is smart, and it's to everybody's advantage to have a wood-burning unit. Now, not everybody's going to go for it. There's a lot of maintenance. Most homeowners insurance companies require that it's inspected and certified annually. So big bucks in getting it checked every year because, you know, obviously there is the issue or the risk of fire. But if you have a wood-burning unit, then you can stock yourself well with enough wood. I mean, if there's power failures, if there's any types of issues, you know, you want to be a survivalist, wood is the way to go to have a wood-burning unit. But it's not the trend by any means.
Yeah, and there's new technology on that front too, right? Both with gas and wood-burning units that insert into the original cavity that would have been perhaps the, I guess, what do they call it, the hearth where you would have burned wood in a rack, you know, with all the masonry stuff around you. Now you can get an insert, put that in, burn wood in that with new technology that will deliver back more radiant heat to the room or to the home itself.
Oh, always, and the efficiency, it's gone up. I mean, we have very, very efficient units now, and even the one you're describing, the retrofit, it's very important. But again, from a survivalist standpoint, having a wood-burning unit and having enough wood, you can certainly, you know, keep your family warm and safe in the case of, you know, disaster, where we've got issues with power lines, with freezing rain or whatnot. But it's important whether it's gas or wood. Again, not as often with the gas units, but you should have a specialist come in at recommended intervals, have a look at it, make sure it's safe.
How do you find a chimney guy? You know what I mean? Like, you know, are there lots of chimney guys out there specifically? Who should we be calling? Who should we be looking for to do this very specific type of work?
I love it, Jamie. Once again, as a fine carpenter you are, you hit the nail on the head. You're getting Bob's blood boiling because this is important now. So honestly, I go through this year by year by year. I may have told this story before, but it really ties into today's topic. About 4 or 5 years ago, I was doing a job. At that time, it was a masonry job, so, you know, people on the street could see. I had a couple of bags of mortar there. We had brick delivered. A lady contacted me asking me about towards the end of the week. We started on the Monday. By the Thursday, I got a call from the lady asking when we're starting. Now, the problem was somebody on that street or driving by noticed me working. I had my sign up. It said RRR. So they started soliciting door-to-door. Again, back to band the door-to-door. So they were bothering the lady, impersonating me, telling her they were from RRR. They didn't know my name. They didn't use my name. But they were trying to weasel $500 off the lady to buy materials and book her job. Smart lady. She didn't quite slam the door in their face. She certainly cut them off from her wallet. So after I spoke with her, you know, set her straight to be very careful about these issues. So, you know, in answering your question about how to find somebody, number one, make sure they have a City of Hamilton Master Building Repair License. Now, typically, there's not a lot of fellas in Hamilton that specialize in this on the residential market. Most contractors, again, are tradespeople. They're not quite contractors. They work for the builders, so they're laying brick day in and day out till they retire, putting up all these bricks on all these surveys and sites around town. So that's their bread and butter. Their gravy, unfortunately, is these homeowners that need to find somebody desperately. So these guys advertise in the classifieds and on Kijiji. Now, they're not licensed because they do not need a license to work for the builders. See, the builder in most cases is the big bad wolf. City of Hamilton's not out on a limb to protect builders from contractors, so they don't regulate that end. The licensing is for contractors who work for homeowners. So these tradespeople now, and they're tradesmen, they're not contractors. No WSIB, no liability insurance, no license. So they're basically gravy, taking a lot of money from homeowners. And in most cases, in every case that's been complained to me, number one is the money's been taken, nobody shows up. Number two, takes weeks and months of nagging and nagging to get this guy to finally show up and do the chimney because he's just exhausted by Sunday because he's working Monday to Saturday for the builders, putting up those walls on these $500,000 homes.
Wow. Bobby, is there anything in this city construction-wise or home maintenance-wise you don't have your finger on the pulse of?
I am learning every day. Believe me, at the old age of 45, I get up every day, I learn something, I'm told something that, again, surprises me. I'm not going to say nothing surprises me, but no, I mean, you live, you wake up, you learn something every day. People have to be careful. City of Hamilton is here for everyone. 546-2424. Ask for licensing and ask if the contractors have the master building per license. Get at least a dozen references. Please, Hamilton, you work hard for your money. Don't lose it.
All right, we've only got 15 seconds. How do people get a hold of you?
www.justaskbob.com, 289-649-0196. Shout out to our sponsor of the show, our favorite electrician, John Tenbrink of JMT Electrical. The most honest and respected in the business. Please call on him for all your home and commercial needs. You can find him on our website.
Excellent. Bob Assadorian, the Just Ask Bob Show on Cable 14 and the radio edition right here exclusively on Sunday Brunch, Triple R Renovations. Check them out. Thank you so much for this. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, and thank you, Hamilton.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Lots more to come here on this edition of Sunday Brunch with Jamie and Tracy and Mungo Jerry on AM 900 CHML.